In Northwest News on KPLU, Indian tribes in the Northwest will be getting an infusion of cash. It's part of a billion-dollar settlement the federal government recently reached with tribes nationally. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has more.
The settlement with the tribes is restitution for decades of underpayment by the feds for contracts administered by the tribes for everything from health care to social services. W. Ron Allen is chairman and CEO for the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe on the Olympic Peninsula. His tribe's share of the payout, $4.4 million.
When you get a settlement like this, it's kind of like a little shot in the arm. It gives you an opportunity to tackle some things that you want to get done and just never had the resources.
Things like, in Jamestown Sklallam's case, a new law enforcement building, a bigger area for parking, and money for a rainy day fund. As for using the settlement dollars to cut every tribal member a check, as some tribes are talking about, Allen says that's a bad idea because it's not an investment for the long term. But he acknowledges,
you know, every tribe is going to make their own choices, and that's their choice they get to make.
Dozens of tribes throughout the Northwest are benefiting from the settlement. Allen, who's worked for most of his career to get the federal government to recognize it was underpaying the tribes, says beyond the money, this is a moral victory, an acknowledgement by the government that for decades it's ignored its obligation to Indian tribes. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.